the name of our common Savior, Jesus Christ, we are welcomed to this service of worship this morning. I would invite your attention to the back of the bulletin for the announcements, and I would add one, and that is the Advent class under Jackson Weller will meet at 3:30 today.
Jesus, born in Bethlehem, will come again to fulfill all of God's promises and bring us everlasting peace and joy. Today, we light the fourth candle of Advent, the candle of love. In their old age, God gave to Zechariah and Elizabeth a son called John. John taught that we should share what we have with others, treat each other kindly, and show God's love. He did this because he cared for people and wanted them to repent and find God's forgiveness. Love is like a candle shining in a dark place. As we look at the light of this candle, we celebrate the love we have in Christ.
Let us pray. Lord God, your witness, John the Baptist, grew up strong in spirit and prepared people for the coming of the Lord. He loved your people and baptized them in the River Jordan to wash away your sins. Help us to have the same sharing spirit John had and to spread the good days. Help us to be ready to welcome Christ for whom John prepared the way. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Our hymn of praise this morning is hymn 49, Once in Royal David's City.
Once in Royal David's City.
Let us join together in a corporate prayer of confession, followed by a time when we can bring to God those prayers known only in our hearts. Let us pray. God of salvation, in Christ you have done great things. Our hearts are filled with joy. By your power, you lifted us out of the wasteland of sin and brought us with joy and laughter into your kingdom. Salvation is your gift to us, but we confess that often we try to replace your gift with our own efforts. We try to complete what is already perfect, and we try to add to what has already been fulfilled. Forgive us for our foolishness. Help us to focus on your grace. Help us to live grateful lives in return. For Christ's sake alone, we pray. Amen. Receive the assurance of pardon. Jesus, the long-expected Savior, was born to set us free. He releases us from our fears and sins and helps us find our rest in Him. The Messiah has come so that you may know that in Him your sins are forgiven. Children will come forward.
It's a good crowd. I was thinking, and of course at my house, when I say that, this usually the adults all groan and have something to say, but I was thinking this past week about doing this talk with you. And I was thinking about gifts that I've gotten in the past at Christmas time. And I'll bet everybody here has gotten presents at Christmas time, right? And of course, we're not thinking about presents that we'll be getting just in how many days? 3 days, yeah, okay. What day of the week is it? Okay, so y'all, and of course, is everybody out of school? Yeah. Do you miss it every day? Do you go by and sit on the steps and cry? Okay. None of you? Gosh. Well, when I was a teacher, I always went and sat on the steps and cried every day that we had off for Christmas. Anyway, getting back on task here, Tom. As I was thinking about presents that I'd gotten for Christmas in the past, I thought about a long time ago when I was about your age. One year, my brother and I both got a train set. And we had a great big room, and we had train boards and all kinds of stuff, and we just drove the trains around and around and around. And that was a really good present. And another year, I remember I got a bicycle. And that was one of the really biggies. It was a really nice bicycle. I didn't know how to ride it, so I had to learn how to ride it, but that came pretty fast. And I think of other presents, too. Some of them that got me in trouble, and some of them didn't. But I thought about all the presents I got. And then I thought, what is the big present that everybody in this room, all of us, are getting this year and next year and last year? What is it? What's the big present? That's a good one, spending time with your family. Okay. Very good. Well, but Jesus is our present at Christmas time, and that's when we celebrate his birth. And we don't have any way of knowing the exact hour and minute he was born. But if you listen to the scripture today, and in Sunday school we talked about Mary going to visit Elizabeth, and they were both excited because Elizabeth was expecting a baby who became John the Baptist. And he spent his whole life going out into the world telling people, John the Baptist did, about Jesus coming from the time he was a baby still in his mom's tummy. And then Jesus was born, and he's every year a gift year round, really. But I think about it a lot, and I hope you do too, as we celebrate the gifts that we give and the gifts that we get on Wednesday. Don't forget to think about the biggie that you'll get next year and the next year, and the gift that never gets old and that you're always glad to get, and that's Jesus Christ. And where does he live? In our hearts. That's exactly right. His spirit. Exactly. Very good. So we had some good answers today. I would give all of you about, what do you think, like just an even A grade? A plus? The kids, 100? Even, okay, well, these kids are negotiators. That's good. There are eight of you. 600, okay, enough. Let's pray. Let me just say a prayer, and then we'll go. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the gift that we celebrate this year at this time and this season together here at First Presbyterian Church and through all the world. Lord, we thank you for this gift, your Son, Jesus Christ. And we make this prayer and all of our prayers in his strong name. Amen.
a joy having the choir doing the work of proclamation on this Sunday as they tell the great glad tidings through song. And we hear these scripture readings this morning for the Sunday before Christmas Day. First from Psalm 96, the first six verses. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. And the New Testament reading is Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 38. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. The word of the Lord. Our next hymn is number 11, "O Lord, How Shall I Meet You?"
Yeah.
Please be seated. As we turn to the pastoral prayer, a prayer concern to pass on to you, we keep Dick Stokely in our prayers. This morning, on Tuesday morning, Dick had triple bypass surgery, and the surgery went very well. He responded very well to it. He is healing up. He had the surgery down at Baptist Hospital in Winston-Salem. He and Carol are still that way, but the plan is for him to go home tomorrow. But keep Dick in your prayers as he continues to heal up, and Carol as she attends to him. Let us pray. Eternal God, in the beginning, your Spirit swept over the waters, and you brought all creation into being. You created all that is, and you gave us the gift of life. Your Spirit moved again, bringing the life of the Christ child to Mary and Joseph. In this child, we recognize Emmanuel, God with us. You entered our world and joined with the creation of your making. You told us again and again through each messenger not to be afraid. And so Mary sang, and the shepherds sang, and all the choirs of angels in heaven sang. And we sing today, loving God, glory to you, glory in the highest. Amidst the beauty of your creation, we gather this morning, for your Spirit has moved again, gathering us to lift hearts and voices to you in worship and praise. On this Sunday before Christmas, color our lives with the message that you enter into our world, that we are not alone, that each child is an important gift, that you are faithful to all creation, that Christ the Savior is born. Loving God, we share to you our concerns this morning. Hear the prayers on our own behalf, the prayers for neighbors, the prayers for church family, for loved ones. We make them before you today, and we ask that you would add your blessing to each. When Mary sang her song about the child given her, she sang that God had filled the hungry with good things and lifted up the lowly. We pray for those who are hungry and hurting this time of year. Let your Spirit rest upon those who are sick and bring comfort to the ill. Bring warmth to those who are cold, and help us as your people to be aware of our neighbors in need. Hear our prayers, incarnate God. Go with and before us this week. Now we pray as Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we have the offering this morning on the fourth Sunday of Advent, we collect the Christmas joy offering. And there's an envelope in your bulletin. The Christmas joy offering is split between helping out leaders in the church that are in financial need, and also helping our ethnic minority colleges, Presbyterian colleges. I know personally I have seen this offering and the funds from it go to help retired pastors who needed financial help, especially during times of illness. So with gladness, let us bring the offerings of our life and labor to the Lord.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty One, you have done great things for us, and holy is your name. Bless all we offer you this season. Receive these gifts with our gratitude, that people may know the riches of your love in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please be seated.
Thank you.
Our closing hymn is number 360, Hope of the World. Friends, as you go into this Christmas week, go trusting that Christ goes before you to prepare the way for you, and he goes behind you to nudge you in the way of faith. He goes beside you to befriend you and to accompany you along life's way. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.